My name is Tim Merklin. I am from originally Bakersfield, California, but now I live in Golden, Colorado. My major at San Diego State is kinesiology with an emphasis in athletic training, and I'm taking physics for that same exact major. And I'm also taking physics because I decided not to take my AP test my senior year of high school and get it out of the way. Physics is important to me because I want to get a good grade, first of all. But it's also important to me because it is something that is always present in my life. It's always there. Be it from me walking down the sidewalk to snowboarding to driving in a car to flying in an airplane. There's physics everywhere. And it's important to my future because it's important to my present. Physics is constant to me. Laws and theories might change, but I don't think much is going to change in aspects of the laws of gravity or Newton's laws of motion, things like that. It's important to my intellectual growth because I believe in expanding your mind, and even though I've already seen a lot of this stuff, it still makes me think. It makes me think outside the box. It makes me take a problem and make it different, you know, and break it down into different aspects and apply all the different things that I know and it really can help your mind expand because it's something that most people don't have a very good understanding of. And the purpose of the problem solving method that Tony repeatedly reinforces is to get us, at least in my opinion, it's to get us to take the problem solving method and not just be able to apply it to physics. It's not just about putting in a number into an equation and getting an answer. That's just algebra. It's not problem solving. If you have a way to solve a problem, it can help you in any aspect. It can help you solve problems with your brother, your mom. It can help you solve problems at work. It could be your problem solving method for all kinds of problems. And I think the reason it's so stressed in the class is because it's something that's important. It's something that we need to be able to apply to life and not just numbers and equations. Do I like college? Yes, I definitely like college. It's an experience that is probably a once in a lifetime thing, you know. I mean, it's gonna be some of the best 5 years of my life, and I definitely like college. I like to learn. I actually like going to class. I like trying to do good. I like reading. I actually like physics. To me, college is a chance to expand my mind. It's something that I like to do. What do I expect from college? I expect a good experience. There's nothing else you can really expect from college. I mean, you can expect to find the girl you're gonna marry, or a good job, or get a degree. But those are all things that, you know, a girl will probably happen whenever. A degree, sure, that's just a piece of paper. It'll help you get a job, sure. But to me, college is more about the experience. It's more about learning about yourself, learning about who you are. And that's what I expect from college, is to be able to look back and say, that really shaped me into who I am. And other than that, I don't think I have really any other expectations from college besides to learn and get a good education, of course. That's why I'm here.